77 degrees in Nashville. We've got cloudy skies right now. About a 50% chance of rain in the forecast this afternoon and evening. But for the most part, mostly sunny skies and plenty of hot temperatures again with a high in the mid-90s and the heat index above 100 again today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The sale of Williamson Health to Ascension St. Thomas took an important step forward last night. The Williamson County Commission approved a non-binding letter of intent for the $700 million proposal. That means negotiations can go forward while both sides exchange records. Williamson Health is currently a government-owned hospital. Ascension St. Thomas is in the spotlight after a serious medication error harmed several joint replacement patients at its Midtown facility. Given the size of the deal and the seriousness of the medication mix-up, some county commissioners expressed caution. Debate went on for hours before the vote to continue moving forward. After the due diligence and negotiation phase, commissioners will have to vote again on whether to go through with the sale. Since the start of President Trump's second term, Nashville has sued the federal government 7 times. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that those legal challenges have seen some early successes.
The lawsuits are all centered on federal funding cuts. Multiple grants were canceled, or in some cases, attached to new conditions. And because these changes were made after Congress had already approved the funds, Nashville argues the moves are unconstitutional. Here's Metro Legal Director Tyler Yarbrough.
Our Constitution is clear. Congress appropriates money. They have spending power.
And so far, the courts have shown some agreement. They've granted preliminary injunctions in the majority of cases, allowing Nashville to recoup more than $50 million worth of grants.
While there may be some concerns that this puts a target on Nashville, at the same time, when it's wrong, and Nashville needs to fight back.
But preliminary injunctions aren't final. They're more like a pause until the court makes a definitive ruling. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Well, the days of unsliceably soft rolls and chicken tenders at O'Charley's are basically over. The venerable Nashville-based restaurant chain shut down almost all of its remaining locations at the end of business yesterday. Charlie Watkins started the business with a Midtown eatery in 1971. By 2010, the Tennessean reported it had 244 locations across the South and Midwest. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.